The next patient is Janet Allwood. The last name is A-L-L-W-O-O-D. Janet, J-A-N-E-T. This is the clinical case of a 70-year-old white female that is following the practice because of the presence of CKD stage 3B. The patient has nephrosclerosis associated to hyperlipidemia, hypertension, and diabetes mellitus, type 2, period. She also has a history of coronary artery disease that has been compensated. In the most recent laboratory workup that was done, in August 11, 2023, the patient has a serum creatinine of 1.4 and estimated GFR of 39, which is very stable. There is a normal serum electrolytes. The albumin is 4.0. The patient has trace of protein in the urinalysis. She had excretion of protein. The protein creatinine ratio was above 200 milligrams per gram of creatinine. Number two, the patient has diabetes mellitus that is under control. Hemoglobin A1c 6.1, following number hyperlipidemia that is under control. Following number, the patient has hypoparathyroidism after thyroidectomy. She has been replaced with the administration of calcitriol and vitamin D3. The calcium is 9.8, which is with a normal range. Following number, the patient has a history of arterial hypertension. The blood pressure reading today, 164 over 75. She says that she gets readings better than that on daily basis because she checks the blood pressure on regular basis. Following numbers, this patient continues to lose weight, is down from 190 pounds to 167 pounds in 1 year. That is commendable. Period. The patient is moving to South Carolina. We wish her the best, and we have recommended her to get copies of our notes in order to improve the continuity of care when she gets a primary care physician to the new location. No more appointments. I spent 7 minutes reviewing the laboratory workup in the face-to-face, in the telehealth, where total time was 16 minutes, in the documentation 7 minutes.